All right. Hi, Paul Sackis. Good news. Peace Day. Nancy, Michaeli, and Mady. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
We're going to get right to the subject. And the subject is Vietnam. And the subject is a young woman who wrote to somebody who was in Vietnam. Correct me if I'm wrong. And there became some kind of a relationship. And I love it because it just gave me goose pimples. So tell us the story. We'll go from there.
Okay. When I was a young girl in 1970, I was in third grade and our class was assigned to write letters to unknown soldiers in the Vietnam War. So we did just that. And shortly after I got a letter back from my soldier, I was so excited to open it up and have a letter addressed to me personally in an airmail envelope. And as a little kid, getting mail was a big thing back in those days. So I always kept the letter and cherished it. And during the pandemic, I was doing some deep cleaning and I came across the letter.
Okay, and the letter said what?
The letter just said, you know, dear Nancy, you know, it's great to hear from you. It's always nice to get letters. And basically it was the monsoon season over there. And he just shared some of his life with me, that he was a 23-year-old man. He was married to a woman named Becky, but they didn't have any children. And just a little bit about him and what he was doing, and that I should continue to study hard in school because a good education was very important. And then I wrote him back.
All right. And what happened then?
I never heard back from him, to be honest with you. It was the last letter that I wrote and I never heard back.
All right. So now just a few weeks or months ago, you found these letters again. I believe, did you have any pictures of anything, or what has happened now? I mean, what's evolved?
Okay. So since then I came across the letter and I thought, oh my gosh, it would be so unbelievable if I could connect with my unknown soldier and see if he remembered the little girl from third grade 50 years ago.
Okay.
And I went online and I Googled his name and the city he was from, and sure enough, I found him. And I dug a little bit deeper and learned that he had passed away in January of 2019. But something inside me just pushed me ahead, and I wanted to get a copy of this letter to their family. So I got a hold of his wife's name on the internet and address, and not really knowing whether or not the address was still current, I wrote a letter to her and sent a copy of the letter. And 2 weeks later, I received a letter back, and wow, it was via email, and she had sent me a copy of a picture of him in Vietnam, oh, and a picture of their family that was taken in 2017. And then the clincher right here is a copy of the letter that I wrote to him when I was in third grade.
Wow. So
it goes from a good story to a great story just by having that piece.
That's magnificent. Well, when you got that, how did you feel?
Oh my gosh, I had goosebumps. I couldn't believe it. I barely remembered writing the letter, but then when I saw my handwriting in third grade and the little doodles and pictures that I made on it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally remember this now. So obviously he must have cherished my letter as much as I cherished his.
Oh, I love it. I'm gonna ask you one last question. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. And we're gonna put some of the pictures up in this letter and stuff. So. And today happens to be 9/11, you know, we need peace. This is all for the International Day of Peace and our podcast. So, Nancy, let me ask you, what is peace for you?
Living in love and harmony. No war. Everyone getting along and living in unity and respecting each other's beliefs and values.
Hi, Nancy. You're fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And we look forward. We're going to put this in our show and we'll talk again.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.